Hello, Mika. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm good, thanks. How's our audio?
Sounds crisp and clear.
Great, very good. Well, I just want to welcome all of us to our sacred prayer time and just really grateful to meet in this way. And just as we're getting ready to start, I just want to invite everyone to close their eyes. And as we close our eyes, just really going inward and detaching from our day and really entering into the stillness of the sacredness of the present moment. And just traveling into the heart. Again, detaching and with the breath, really growing our hearts, growing our connection with our space here on Mother Earth, connecting our roots. Opening our crowns to the goodness of our Father Creator and of our Holy Mother. Just getting ourselves in a stance of connection and feeling the sacredness of our own presence. The beauty of our essence, our heartbeat. And the life force that permeates and really invigorates this heartbeat, the force of life. And as we're gathering together in this sacred circle, calling upon forces of our great Creator, Creator Great Spirit, the Holy Sacred Mystery, and asking that you would be in connection with each of us here and help us to create change on this planet of ours. Helping us to cultivate and enhance our vibration, adjust our attunement to really align with you, Creator. Praying that throughout this prayer, we could each receive guidance in how we can be more connected and walk in that knowingness of our connection with you. Calling upon all of our guides and spiritual helpers. And asking for the angels from the higher planes to really do magic on behalf of this prayer. And gathering our collective forces in this moment to really even feel that power of connection that we have to assist us, to guide us in each moment of our lives. And feeling inspired on this day to really start our prayer and gratitude. And so we give thanks, Creator, we give thanks, Mother, we give thanks to all of our helpers for the goodness in our lives, for the opportunity to grow and really grow more impeccable on this walk. All of the lessons and all of the things that come to us as a reflection from life, the ways in which we can strengthen and anchor and grow in the cultivation of our spirit. Grow in the cultivation of love on the planet, and really giving thanks for that and finding the humility to really commit to grow in those ways. Whatever it is that life is reflecting to each of us, to maybe scan our lives and to see that, and with the eyes of our spirit, to really see what it is that we need to do inside of ourselves to make that agreement, to raise our vibration, to anchor in deeper love. To let go, to let God, to let the iteration of God that we each are to flourish in our lives for the greater good, and giving thanks that in this way we also grow in happiness. And so giving thanks for the goodness in our lives, giving thanks for our friends, for our family, giving thanks for the holy sacred waters. Having a lot of gratitude on this day for the water, for the way that it quenches our thirst, not only our physical thirst, but also the thirst of our spirits. And giving thanks, Creator, for the way that you do that, for the beauty and the goodness and the way that it brings peace to our hearts and our minds and invigorates us and renews us from moment to moment. And giving thanks, Mother, for that opportunity to renew. To be born in each moment with each breath, if we so choose. And just offering a silent moment of gratitude for each of us here. And really praying in this moment that that force of goodness, that perspective of gratitude, that perspective of really seeing and acknowledging the goodness and the beauty, for that to grow in our lives and for that to make a ripple, to sending a wave to the collective consciousness of the potential of upliftment, to really shift the perspective from the dross and from the heaviness to that of seeing life as it is and being able to give thanks. And really, ultimately, thanks for the opportunity of choice inside of ourselves, inside of every single person on this globe, and really praying to shift that scale to one of seeing our choice and our potentiality and moving towards that of the cultivation of the golden goodness, the peace, the beauty. And taking a moment to send this love and this light to anywhere on the planet where we feel that it's needed, be that in situations or be that in circumstances. Sending this to the spirit of our Mother Earth, to all of the plants and the animals and this beautiful creation, just praying that the force of our love could help to remove the dissonance, could help to bring purification, invigoration to the harmony and the goodness of life, to empower the medicines and the medicine of each being, of each animal, of each plant, and of each human, recognizing that within us each is that sacred medicine of our blueprint, and really praying for the strengthening of that, for that voice of goodness to be stronger than any of the conditioning, than any of the patterning or the noise. And calling upon your grace, Mother, with so much gratitude and reverence to your holiness and to all of your apparitions, to your messages of peace, to your messages of love, to your message that lives within us, just really giving thanks for your frequency and for our knowing of you. Praying for that connection with you to grow stronger, recognizing that you're here in every moment. And so I'm praying on this moment that throughout the collective of this circle and the greater collective of this planet, that we could hear your voice, your sweetness, your quietude, and that it could help to unwind the strife, the angst, the efforting, and all of those things that we do to make life more complicated, that blurs the sweetness of your melody and the melody of our own beings. Praying for an upliftment of this grace within our hearts, within our minds, and for the weaving of harmony within our own lives and within those, all those on the planet. That the sweetness of the quietude, of the openness, of the grace could come to the forefront, especially in this moment where things might seem fast or intense, just really elevating the spirit of grace that's with us, that is not separate from us, but really is us. So I'm praying for the strengthening of that knowing all over the globe. And for that sacred balancing of your goodness with the goodness of you, Creator, Father God, of the force, of the peace, of the brightness, of the action. Just praying that there could be a balancing and a recalibration on the planet for right action, right thought, right digestion, rightness in our relationships and the ways in which we relate to ourselves and others, to really bring to the forefront the goodness, the kindness, the love, the acceptance, the patience. And to learn to operate globally in Aini, Recognizing that when we are in right relationship with ourselves, we can be in respect with another. And so praying for that in our lives, to see the areas where we could have more respect for ourselves and for another, where we might leak our energy or negate ourselves or the voice of integrity, to actually close those holes in our auras and strengthen through the spirit of goodness and finding that balance within. The balance that brightens our spirits and brings peace and joy and goodness. And to act from that place, not before or behind your will, but really unifying our will with you, Creator. Praying for that for each one of us on this call, and really for the greater whole, that there could be a recalibration again in the consciousness and in the will of humanity, to ascend to a higher plane of connection that's deeply rooted here on this earth, that could help to restore the fabric of this creation. And globally, allowing ourselves to step into this new way, not having to put together the pieces of an old way, but actually finding the insight and the fluidity of the moment to create anew, finding the deep foundations of wisdom within, and that sacred knowledge that's really planted within each of us, for that to come alive, and to be nurtured by our helpers, by our guides, to help to bring to life a new humanity. And just opening ourselves to really receive that in our lives. And to wake up again to that gratitude and the simplicity of the goodness of contributing by shifting the scales of our own consciousness to beauty, to harmony, to respect. To the vibration of that silent voice of integrity, and allowing it to move us in whichever way it does, so that the melody can sing a beautiful song through us. To rise up, holding hands with one another in a whole new dance of this creation. Sending the spirit of positivity anywhere on the globe where there is war or discord, famine, where there are people who feel alone, to actually come alive in a whole new way. A way of peace, a way of knowing that we're never alone, and to actually recognize our similarities, our brotherhood and our sisterhood, regardless of skin tone or beliefs, but beneath that, the unity of the oneness of spirit, of goodness, of love, of God, whatever word we want to give to the force of life. Praying for the entangling of the karmas globally to allow for that shift. Praying for all of the sacred children on this earth, the really little ones, the growing ones, all of the children. Praying for the protection of their innocence, the protection of their communion, and the protection of their sacred authenticity and those gifts they bring. That there could be avenues for them to grow in leadership that would honor these qualities within them, that would protect them in that sacred, holy sanctity of goodness and peace, of that sacred integrity. with the play and the thriving and the recreation as they step into that leadership. And just going into our prayer requests, offering a sacred prayer for the land in Portugal, where there are fires, where there are people who are in strife. Just praying, Mother, for your holy grace to touch all those who are near those fires, who might be fearing those fires, to feel your grace and your protection, your cooling spirit, and really the embrace of your love. Of their hearts, of their minds, of your guidance, and asking some way, somehow for balance for those lands, for the highest will to come so that the earth can find harmony there, to cool the fires that might be an expression of the rage of the collective, just really bringing that into balance. And really asking for that all across the earth, where the earth is out of balance, just praying for the balance, where water is needed, that it would come in the way that's intended or that's needed to bring harmony and balance there, or where there's too much to bring the sunshine. In the same way within the spirit of humanity, where there is too much fire to bring the cooling, to bring balance, and where there's too much water to bring the fire of the spirit to bring balance and a new perspective. Praying for that sacred restoration of balance with all the elements, for the earth, for the people of the earth, for all of the inhabitants of the earth. Offering a prayer for Kaylee, Catherine Mather's daughter. We're sending a prayer to you, Kaylee, offering you grace and blessings and goodness in your life. Just that wherever you are, that you could feel the embrace of the Mother, Father, God, and the connection with your spirit and with your higher guidance, and that your path would be clear, that you would be always protected in your body, your mind, your heart, and your soul. And that with each choice that you make, that you could be really guided. Strongly, with knowing, with firm stance, with joy, with peace, with right relationship. Offering a prayer for all of our families, our blood relatives, our spiritual family, just for everyone who is close to us, near and dear, just offering a prayer of balance, of finding the answers that you need and the perspectives that would help to lift you and connect you to your spirit, to an empowered stance in your lives, to feeling the joy and the goodness and really the embrace of whatever hardships, to find greater perspective through the eyes of love, through the eyes of God, to see things in a new way. And just taking a moment to offer anything on your heart in this sphere of prayer, anywhere where there is resolution needed, just welcoming that balancing of the Mother, Father, God energies within into whatever situations. To find firm, surrendered stance, acceptance, balance. Right will, and ultimately the celebration of life and goodness, recognizing the strengthening through our hardships, recognizing the goodness that can be celebrated in every moment, in those things that we can harvest in our lives right now. Welcoming forth divine inspiration. For each of us on this call, empowerment and invigoration of passion in all of our projects and anything that we're engaged in our lives to be renewed with the spirit. love and with the spirit of God and of our true essence, to be the masters of our dream and to dream beauty, humility, acceptance, kindness, all of the invisible qualities with different names that are iterations of the one God. And that we could find that unique fabric within us, create that externally and internally. And just feeling the spirit of the animals right now and sending love and gratitude to all the animals for your medicine and for making life so beautiful. Help us to learn what we are here to learn and to really live our lives fully. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mika, for bringing us into the present moment and reminding us to connect with the earth and our mother, to feel our sacred connection, to raise our vibration and anchor into truth and into love so we can let go and let God, giving thanks for our lives, our environment, and the elements. That the force of goodness can lift us out of the suffering and draw us around and lift up all of life around us through our own vibrancy. So there can be a balancing on the earth of Aini and respect for ourselves and respect for others to brighten the spirit and bring joy and peace to ourselves and to the earth and humanity.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So I have no announcements to announce. There's no prudent upcoming events, but I would like to just acknowledge that we're in this peak of the fire time. We just had class last week, and I'm sure we're all still feeling that. And I'd like to invite you, Mika, to talk about the essence and maybe just what anything you want to say about the time.
Sure. Thanks. So, yes, we're in the peak of the fire, which is one of the eight cycles of the earth. So, we're nearing the fall equinox, which is the new beginning of the earth cycles. So, we're in the last cycle. It's the culmination, and it's really a time of amplified intensity. And it's really a time where we can harvest and reap what we have sowed throughout the year. It's a time of reflection. It's a time of celebration. It also can be a time of duality where those things within us that are maybe in resistance to the light are amplified and we can see them and work with them and really work with the spirit of gratitude and celebration to alchemize them. And at this time, we make our sacred sunflower essence, which the sunflower is really an ally and aspect of nature that's reflecting to us at this time, a stance that is beneficial to take. So the sunflower is deeply rooted and it's shooting straight up to the creator. There's like a centripetal force. And so ideally, we're embodying that stance, and the sunflower brings brightness and nourishment and selfless service. So we can really work with the sunflower to help us to brighten our lives and to be more joyful and to really work with this time for the benefit of our evolution. So we have a sunflower essence, which is discounted right now. And I also just want to say that even though the class happened last week, if anyone is needing some extra support, the classes are amazing to help us to navigate the moment. So whether or not you work with the earth portals, it's like this moment is happening. And so Nina had a transmission, which is really guidance for this moment and how we can work with this moment in time on the planet for the for our betterment, for the growth of our consciousness, for our own peace and harmony. So the recording of the class is available, and they're really amazing and supportive and full of powerful transmissions.
Aho.
Yeah, so if anyone does want a recording of the class, it's on the website. And yeah, it's really supportive.
It is true.
And I'll just say too, thank you, Ian, for your steadiness and your hosting and for just always being here in a good way.
You're welcome, and to you as well.
Yeah.
And thank you, everybody, for coming again and again. And those who may be coming for the first time, we hope to see you again. And may you all go in peace.
Aho.